In December, the American Bar Association released a report that showed, for the first time, women make up a majority of law students at accredited law schools in the United States. Recently, three Vermont law school students, all women, were named to the executive board of the National Black Law Students Association. Brittany Martinez is one of them. She is now National Chief of Staff for NABALSA. Brittany says becoming a lawyer has been a long-time goal of hers.
What made me want to become a lawyer in the first place was my love for law. I saw that it was one of the tools made available to a lot of people that wanted to enact some type of change in their communities, whether it be economic change, social change, political change. It was one of those consistent tools that was just vigilant and prevalent in all aspects of life. And so given my background of an immigrant family, first generation, and growing up in the inner cities of Houston, Texas, I knew that this was a tool that I could take back home and possibly impact my community.
So you've wanted to be a lawyer for a long time.
Yes.
And you're focused on environmental law?
Yes, specifically because it's one of those unique fields in the law that you can really take a lot of elements from different sectors of the law to push forward agendas and policies that positively impact the community a lot more prevalent, in my opinion, than any other sector of the law. I think that the environment and also public health and social justice issues associated with the environment are issues that haven't really been in the forefront of conversations. And environmental law is that tool that is able to blend those issues together and also find solutions that the courts don't normally see as a solution, but are more receptive nowadays than before.
So are there specific areas that you're hoping to work in once you are a lawyer?
Currently, my interest is focused on transactional law in regards to land use and policies associated with that. The age-old truth about law school is that your interest changes by year, so I'm not sure if I'm going to graduate with that interest. But I do notice that a lot of the issues associated with environmental justice and social justice issues are involving property rights, zoning issues, and how these sectors of land and property are being used in these specific communities. You'd be surprised how many social justice concerns arise out of simply how a city zones a certain area. Being equipped with that knowledge and contributing to the conversation from my personal experience can really help protect communities and also revitalize some communities that have been forgotten.
What drew you to wanting to be part of the leadership of the National Black Law Students Association?
Like I said before, I am first generation, and up to this point, no one in my family has actually attended law school in America and graduated. And I saw that the National Black Law Student Association had such a great fellowship and adhered so closely to its mission of, you know, increasing the number of culturally responsible Black and minority attorneys that not only excelled academically, but also succeeded professionally and positively impacted the community. And I wanted to associate myself with an organization that held those as their pillars and also encouraged their members to continue that legacy far beyond attending and graduating law school. When I saw that the leadership position opened up and, you know, my background in working with law schools, working with governments, working with oil and gas companies, working with community activists, I think that the role of chief of staff really allowed me to work in different capacities for the organization, because the organization is just really built on passionate individuals that want to, you know, increase those numbers of law students, Black law students that become culturally responsible professionals. And they allowed me to touch bases on all the different departments and projects on the board.
As National Chief of Staff for this association, part of your job or your task is really to help guide policy, right? And guide what the NBLSA is doing and what it's focusing on?
Yes.
What are you hoping that the organization is really geared towards this year?
This year, we're celebrating our 50th anniversary. And our theme for this anniversary is celebrating our legacy and advancing our mission. Our mission has always been fostering culturally responsible lawyers. And, you know, given the recent climate of, you know, the attack on the Black community and the disregard of Black human lives with the Jordan Edwards case, the Terrence Crutcher case, the Philando Castile case, the National Black Law Student Association is continuing that deep-rooted legacy of fighting against injustice and continuing to instill in our members the importance of getting this law degree so that we are equipped with the tools to actually do the job that the people before us have set up for us to do. And celebrating this 50 years anniversary this year has been one of those reminders to keep fighting and keep educating ourselves and keep going back to the community that we're coming from to positively impact the issues that we find that are tearing our communities down. And the criminal justice system is just one of various institutional constructs that we focus on.
One of the things that seems to come up when we have these conversations about cases like the shooting of Philando Castile is the race of the officer and the race of the victim. But this is an organization that's dealing with lawyers. Can you talk a little bit about why it's important to have Black prosecutors, Black defense attorneys, Black judges? And we know that the numbers are still low. So why is it important to have people in those positions who have the experience of being Black in America?
Black people in America aren't a block. Black people in America are comprised of African Americans, are comprised of immigrants from African descendant countries, are comprised of different dialects and ethnic makeup. And those experiences vary from person to person. But what doesn't vary is how society treats us. That's one thing that keeps all Black people in America connected, is the constant prosecution of how we act, how we sound, how we are portrayed in the media. Even if we don't want to associate ourselves with, you know, everyone that looks like us, we're forced to unite and push forward agendas that protect us and also puts into the forefront the injustice that some social constructs attach themselves to against us. And by encouraging Black lawyers or Black people to be lawyers, judges, police officers, we're contributing to that conversation and putting people and institutions on notice that this is an issue, that this continues to be an issue. And if your department or your agency doesn't have those type of people in place, they can't find a reasonable solution to address these issues. Specifically as a Black lawyer, I think the last statistic that was put out was in 2015, in which 95% of elective and local prosecutors were white. And of that 95%, 79% were men, and only 1% were women of color. That statistic is alarming, and that statistic reflects, in my opinion, the attack on certain communities. How can you speak or sympathize to a particular community if you don't know that part of the conversation? And NABALSA is working tirelessly to include more people, Black students and minority students, into the legal field so that those experiences and those voices are heard.
Before you can have Black prosecutors and Black judges and Black defense attorneys, you have to have Black law students. Are there disparities in the experience of going to law school that break down on race as well?
Well, getting to law school is definitely an issue. Our public education system, specifically geared to students of color, is challenging. I think that our pre-law director, who also happens to be a Vermont Law School student, Fanuel de Chatelier, and our co-director of programming for NABALSA, Alexis Agredo, who's also a Vermont Law School student, work very hard at creating programs and initiatives that get people engaged to come to law school. But then once they get to law school, keeping them engaged to stay in law school is another hurdle. I think this past year, specifically was really hard, at least for me, with the ridiculous amount of senseless deaths and killings of Black people in the United States. And knowing that my background was so heavy on advocacy, having to sit in class and learn the history of this country and how laws were affected differently because of the color of my skin or the gender I was born with, and really plays a heavy role on the mental health of a lot of Black law students. I think that's part of the conversation that a lot of law schools don't talk about or advertise when they're soliciting you to come to law school. But it's definitely been one of the initiatives that this board has been pushing, was, you know, making sure that our members are not only exceeding academically, but also are keeping themselves healthy mentally and strong, given the current social climate.
After law school, are you planning on returning to Texas?
Yes.
Is there anything from Vermont that you see yourself taking back to Texas with you, beyond obviously the skills that you learn at law school, but anything from the community here that you, you know, that you see sort of bringing back?
Yeah, definitely getting comfortable with uncomfortable spaces. Houston is a very diverse city, and it's easy to stay in your own niche in the city of Houston, but staying in your own niche doesn't affects change. You have to be able to step outside of your comfort zone and visit communities that don't necessarily share your same views, but have the same objective. And Vermont has really asked me to step outside of my comfort zone to engage in conversations that I traditionally would not have engaged in back in Houston.
Well, Brittany, I really appreciate you sharing your perspective with me. And congratulations on your appointment as Chief of Staff for the National Black Law Students Association. And I look forward to seeing where your career takes you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
In addition to Brittany Martinez, Vermont Law School is represented on the NABALSA board by Alexis Agredo and Fanuel Duchatelier.